Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's find out about John Belushi from Justin Shady. And Justin, I was reading in Chicago Magazine about how you wrote a screenplay called America's Guest, which was about John Belushi. And somehow that has now morphed into the backbone, in a way, of the new documentary that's running on Showtime about John Belushi. It's called Belushi. Where do we start with you? What was the genesis of the screenplay you originally wrote?
Well, yeah, so thanks for having me on. Obviously, good morning. So a little bit of a clarification. I actually wrote the screenplay about 8 years ago after reading Tanner Colby's biography on Belushi, which is also called Belushi, which is actually the interviews from that book, the interviews that he did, that he conducted. The audio from those interviews is used in the documentary. The reason Chicago Magazine reached out to me is because they were aware of my other project, America's Guest. I'm kind of a go-to Belushi guy.
Right. The business about John Belushi in Chicago when they were filming the Blues Brothers sort of disappearing for a while and inviting himself into a stranger's home for dinner, was that the incident that spurred you on to write the screenplay that you did?
Yeah, so there's just a tiny little nugget in Colby's book where it's almost like a throwaway two sentences, and he's like, Aykroyd, it's a quote from Aykroyd, and Aykroyd makes reference to one night when they were filming on location, John just walked off the set and into a neighborhood, and they were kind of in a break period, and John Landis, the director of Blues Brothers, sent Dan off to go knocking door to door into the neighborhood trying to find John, and the story goes, and he's told this many times since the book, he knocked on a door, a guy opened the door and said, I guess you're here for Belushi. And Dan Aykroyd said, yeah, that's why I'm here. And he said, he's asleep on my couch. So according to the person in the house, John knocked on the door, asked the person, do you know who I am? To which, of course, the person said yes. And John asked for a glass of milk, and the man invited him into his home, and they sat and talked, and that was that. So that kind of became the nugget of my idea, and really what the story is about this kind of dysfunctional family called the Colbys that they're on kind of on the brink of divorce, just it's a very contentious household, they don't communicate, basically, and it's kind of it's based on some of my own history, it's basically just this idea that through John, this family kind of learns how to communicate over the course of one night. So that's what America's Guest is about.
So it's fiction, but sort of spurred on by that incident. And where is that screenplay now? As they say in Hollywood, is it in development?
It's in constant development. I had the idea, and I was kind of hesitant to write it because my big concern was always like, who would play John? Because you've got to really get somebody who can capture his essence. And we were living in LA at the time, and I saw a stand-up comedian named Sean Patton. And as soon as he took the stage, I was like, that's him. So I went off. I wrote it for over 10 days. I wrote the first draft. I emailed it to him. I said, I think would be great. You'd be great for this. And we became friends. And now we have producers attached. We have, we're out to a couple people for the roles of the husband and wife. I'm a little hesitant to say who, but it's finally moving. We have a budget. We have interest in financing. So it's been a long, hard road.
Yeah, it's amazing anything ever gets made.
Yeah. And I'm just constantly making stuff so that, you know, I hope, you know, what things hit, but they just hit it at the weirdest times. So that's really what it comes down to.
I think you've said about yourself that you have had an unhealthy interest in John Belushi that thankfully your wife understands. Why John Belushi?
Well, it was sparked by Blues Brothers. I'm originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and they filmed actually part of the final car chase scene in Milwaukee, the part where the car goes off the bridge. And it basically takes off the bridge and then in Milwaukee and lands in Chicago. And because of that, my family, like, Milwaukee doesn't, or at the time especially, did not get stuff like that. Like, that was a huge deal. So whenever Blues Brothers was on TV, we would always watch it. And through that movie, I just kind of learned to love, or fall in love with, you know, John as a person. I think there's two kinds of celebrity. Oh, there's probably very many different kinds of celebrities. But as far as celebrities that we kind of put up on a pedestal, there's those that we feel are kind of like untouchable or godlike, or, you know, we could never relate to them. And then there are those that are, we feel like we could just sit back and talk to. And John was obviously that person because he felt, you know, comfortable enough in his own skin to knock on a stranger's door and invite himself in for a glass of milk.
I had the good fortune of coming in contact with John and found him to be very sweet all the time. There were definitely a couple of sides to him. I just heard Jim Belushi say that had marijuana been legalized back then, John might still be alive today.
Yeah, I read that article too. That's the thing about John is, like, I mean, obviously he was an addict, and there are many, many different things that we can become addicted to, but it's kind of, you know, we can say the same things that we always say, gone too soon, or, you know, we lost somebody that we didn't have to, but it is very interesting to think how long the talents of John Belushi or people like Chris Farley may have lasted had they, you know, been able to jump forward 30, 40 years in time. So
I haven't had a chance to see the Showtime documentary yet. It's being described as a look at the private world of a complex man. Many interviews with Aykroyd and Lorne Michaels, John Landis, and some people who are now gone, like Harold Ramis, Carrie Fisher, and Penny Marshall. It sounds like a great two-hour production. Have you seen it, Justin?
Yeah, yes. Showtime sent me a screener for the write-up, and it's directed by RJ Cutler, and it's really a beautiful. I mean, I think that we're kind of used to, like, the standard documentary format, you know, the talking head, and then we cut to a reenactment or whatever. And this is really just, it's very scrapbooky. It's almost entirely photos and video of John either on set or at home relaxing on Martha's Vineyard, and then it's interspersed with these really beautiful animated vignettes of John as a kid and then John as an adult. And it's just the audio that is laid over it, you never see the people, you never see Aykroyd, you never see Carrie Fisher, you never see Harold Ramis, and just because of that, it like almost reads like a, I don't know, like a This Is Your Life kind of a thing, of just these wonderful people telling stories about somebody that they clearly loved, laid over these photos and these videos of that person. So it's really a beautiful piece.
Yeah, it sounds great. I can't wait to see it. And as far as your screenplay, do you have a title for it?
Yeah, it's America's Guest is the title, because that was what Dan Aykroyd, that was actually the quote in Tanner Colby's book. He said, you know, John just had this way where he could go knock on a stranger's door and invite himself in. He really was America's Guest. So that's the title of the script.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing that, hopefully sooner rather than later. Justin Shady, America's Guest. Meantime, it's the Showtime documentary, Belushi. Justin, good talking to you. Good luck going through the maze of Hollywood to get this done.
Thank you very much. I need as much help as I can get.
Keep on banging.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. And